Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the
What's
sound
up?
Of
What's
the
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Lover Show. Todd Bob Horowitz on another quiet day in the yo-yo pain of consolidation continues. So what I thought we would do today is I did a great call on Monday, and I thought I would share that with you all here. So let's revisit Monday night, and let's see what old Bubba had to say. Here we go.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to Monday night, the Monday night call. And, of course, we cover a lot of ground. We do it quick, and cover a lot of stocks and kind of give you a general overview of kind of what we're expecting and what's going on. And just a couple of quick notes ahead. I did an event in Vegas. December. And I'm debating on whether or not to do another event, maybe in June or something. Nothing planned, nothing on the calendar. And I had mentioned that maybe we do it in Chicago. And because I can get us everybody on the floor and we can get a room right at the Chicago Board of Trade. And then I realized the unbelievable cost to go to Chicago to do that. So, and I don't need an answer now. Okay. You don't have to keep and commit, but if you have an opinion, you can email me. And the opinion is I'm broken down to three choices. We can go to Chicago and we can stay out in the suburbs where the hotels aren't ridiculous and the meals aren't ridiculous. Okay. And bus one day down to the floor and do one day downtown and just commute back and forth in a, you know, like a team bus kind of thing. Or we can do Chicago and you guys can stay in downtown near the downtown Chicago. Or we can go back to Vegas. Okay. For me, obviously, Chicago's easier. It's home. So, but it's up to you. If anybody's interested, you may not be interested, so you'll let me know. If you have an opinion, great. If you don't have an opinion, no problem. But we had a good time last time, and I'm going to do it again. It's just a question of where and when. But it was a good time, and we learned a lot. And that takes care of that note. And just a secondary note, I'm just setting something up for later, but you guys who have been with me the longest, and obviously Vince have been with me a long, long time, but we would all agree that I'm fairly opinionated, right? Pretty strong personality. And I'm not afraid to express my opinions, but I also give everybody else a chance to express theirs. Does anybody disagree with that? Okay. All right, so you guys are set up for something for a little bit. But anyways, welcome aboard. It's great to be here. And of course, I wish I had more exciting news to talk about in the markets. There's not a lot of excitement. There isn't a hell of a lot to do. I mean, you know, again, as much as I would like to say, hey, we do this, this, and this, you know, there is not dramatic movement. And of course, that's always an issue. You know, when you discuss markets is there enough volatility? Is there enough movement to go anywhere? And of course, as you look at the Dow, where are we? We're back at the upper end, right at the top end of the channel. So it is no real surprise that we sold off today a little bit. Okay. It wasn't huge. But you know, again, we're going to be in this range until we're not. And to try to either pick the top here and short, or the bottom here and buy is really kind of just doing things that you probably shouldn't do. Okay, you can go blind for doing those things. I mean, at the end of the day, it's really a very challenging market. And it doesn't mean that there's not individual stocks that could be played. Obviously, gold has been flying and there's things going on. There's always something that you can potentially find to trade from either side of the market at any time. But again, from a general market standpoint, I think you just have to be, you know, more cautious and more careful in here. You know, I think that it's a tricky time because we're in this very, very long extended period. And I think I said this last week, but it always bears repeating. This is the longest time in history that the Dow or the major indices have been in this narrow of a consolidation band with this type of volatility in the history of the markets. You know, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. We don't get paid for that, but it just tells you the challenge that are in the market right now. And every time you think they're getting excited and getting ready to break out and go up, they find a reason to go down. And every time you think they're finding a reason to go down, they go up. And I just think it's interesting of a pattern to think about. And I think that, you know, you want to be very cautious in here, and you want to be very cautious with new money in here. Now, again, if you're hedging, then it doesn't matter. Okay. I mean, I know obviously sometimes the hedges don't always work from, you know, a financial standpoint at that minute, but they do always protect you from the overall disaster of a decline. And that's just something that you always have to, you know, keep in mind as you are using these things. But of course, one of the things we always do when we start off is our words of wisdom from our friend Connie, and that's failure doesn't mean you're a failure. You just haven't succeeded yet. And if you don't understand that, see Thomas Jefferson on building the light bulb. You've all heard the story. I guess he didn't fail 2,000 times. He did it one time, right? Whatever it is. But again, it's a question of learning and making sure from each time you don't have success is you figure out why and you try to do it better the next time. Edison, I mean, sorry, wrong Thomas. I got caught sleeping. You're correct. I do mean Edison. Yes, 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 yes. Don't yell at me. I've been yelled at all day already. Okay. And I do have to give my hats off to Lady Gaga. And only because she did a nice job with the, was it God Bless America or America the Beautiful? But I thought she did a great job. And I thought it was great that nobody got wacko with any events there on either side of the aisle. So I was very happy about that, but I thought it was a great tribute. I thought the whole game was a great tribute, and I thought it was really well done. So I do, as much as I don't like her, I give my hats off and I give her props. Okay. And Gaga. You're Gaga. Yeah. Love the drones. Yeah, it was all good. All right. So, anyways, and then I'll give myself one more pat on the back, and that is the man with the streak. This is an email from somebody. What a streak for your insights. Brexit, the Cubbies. Don't forget the Broncos, too, last year. The Donald, rate hikes, the Pats, and 1 second away from the tide rolling. So, not bad. You know, again, it's all good, and I enjoy, you know, I enjoy trying to guess. I mean, I'm not always right, obviously, but it is fun to... It's fun to try to put the numbers together and try to find a logical reason why an event can occur. And that's kind of, you know, kind of the trading MO that we go by and we use.
And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And I hope you're listening and paying attention and getting some of the things, because, again, these are important tools that will help you become a better trader, a better investor, and overall better in a lot of things. So if you continue to follow, you know, kind of things we talk about, it'll help you in the long run. In the meantime, the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Go download the show. Don't forget, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends and our latest new venture, Bubba's Bottom Line, video podcast available at BubbaTrading.com for free for you. Go check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Do it once a week. In the meantime, Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back at the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we are here with you. And we are sharing the Monday night call, and again, a lot of good information. And due to the lack of business in the markets, I figured we'd do a little education. So here we go. Let's go back to Monday.
And so as we look you know, and we looked through, you know, what's going on. So the market was down. Wow, my God. Oh, my God. It was down 19 points. Oh, my God. What we're going to do? We're melting down. In the meantime, you know, we're up 80 from last week. But really, you know, if you look at it, you know, it was basically one day. And again, I don't care why. It was one day of trading that we had a big rally. And we had one big sell-off, and then we sat. And this, again, becomes probability. Thank you, sir. It is all about the probability. No problem. Late anytime is okay. That's why I record, too. It's a market that is a challenge. And again, I don't want to keep saying the same words and be redundant, but that's who I am. I'm always redundant. So we know that this is what's going on, and we know that our expectations are that it is going to break out hard one way or the other. And it does not have to be down. I mean, you know, I've pointed out many times that we've been, you know, we're up, you know, 200 and something percent from the bottom. And the probability should be down, but it doesn't mean that it can't break out to the upside. You know, there is no law that says what way we have to go here. But in the meantime, we're going nowhere and we're getting there fast. And you know, each and every time we see volume start to wane, and then it picks up a little bit and then it wanes a little bit. It's a very challenging pattern to trade. That is the phase we talk about when we do the classes, the phases of the markets. And consolidation congestion is just very tough. Okay. Now, you know, as a floor trader, if you were on the floor and you had the edge and you know, could get real good rates, then, you know, you could try to trade inside this range and probably make a little bit of money. That we do in the futures class. We do make a little bit of money trading, you know, inside ranges sometimes, but we're picking because we're trading on a different time frame. But, you know, it's not an easy task, okay, to trade the kind of market that we have. So you have to use a little bit more diligence, and you have to be a little bit more disciplined and a little bit more conservative at the choices that you're going to make. Because the old story of a rising tide raises all boats is not a fact. It's a fallacy. It will raise many boats. But certainly you would like to have the tide with you if you found something that was good. So anyways, Dow, again, we said 19.8, and notice the low from last week was what? Oh, 19.784. Okay. And again, I'm not bragging about that. It's just a simple footprint that is there for everybody to look at and to take a look at. And I thought we're going to churn around 20K for a while. And I still believe that that's going to be the case. I see no reason to expect a market breakdown anytime soon or a breakout as we churn around the mean, we churn around that 20,000 level, because I don't know. My opinion is it will not be regular straight economic news. Okay. For example, you know, Goldman Sachs was up $10 on Friday. You'd have thought the Dow could have performed a little bit better. You know, you could have thought it could have broke out to a new high, and it did not. That would be a sign to me that, hey, we're probably near a temporary top in this consolidation range, not a temporary top in the market. Although I think that as well, but more of a top in the range of consolidation, not in anything else. So that's just things you look at. And those are footprints that you develop over time, you know, certain indicators that you'll watch as you trade. The S&P, man, this is a mess. What did I do here? Jeez, please. The S&P, I got to clean this up. I can't even look at this. Okay, it was down about $5 today. Almost the same pattern, though, as the Dow. All right, we're in that same nasty churning pattern. And again, we thought, you know, the 2300 would probably be near the top. We got to, you know, 2299, I think, 2298. And, you know, again, we're probably coming back down to around, you know, it's like 2260-ish or something like that. Again, I don't foresee a massive breakdown tomorrow. I see a big move coming. I think that it may be a double wham. I think it could be a spike up first and trap the rest, and then a crack. I mean, I certainly believe that we're going to have a big sell-off at some point. But again, I've been saying that for an extended period of time. We have not had that event occur. Well, we actually last February, I guess we had it a little bit. But, you know, I haven't seen what I would expect to see, but I don't think it's going to be driven by economic data. I think it'll be driven by a geopolitical event. And, of course, those are levels in the Dow are 19.8 to, like, 21, 22. I don't really have an upside. You know, it's at the high, whatever the high is. the S&P is probably, you know, 2260 to 2300. Okay. Based on where we are now, we're at the upper end of the range. So on a scalping trade, if I was looking to do something, I'd have no fear in selling call spreads here from a spreader. Okay. I think that that's probably the right trade up here. I have no problem, you know, creating a short position somewhere that has minimal risk. Okay. Because again, I do believe the obviously the volatility and everything will come to the downside. But in the meantime, I also don't mind if you don't do anything here. There's no reason to make something happen when there's nothing to happen. When you're busy, there'll be plenty to do. And when you're not busy, sometimes better to go out skiing, you know, because when you people get to that fresh powder, you know, you get to go out there. Couldn't loan orders to noon Eastern today. It happens. Don't worry about it. You know what? There's plenty of trades. Yeah, and I'll update tomorrow. There's plenty of trades to make. And you know, again, the market should dictate how active you are. The chart that you're trading should dictate how active you are, not your willingness to want to trade. Okay. So when we'll have conditions that'll change. They do change, and we trade more active. And when they're not active, there is not a compelling reason to be overly involved. And you'll get that speech from me. Those of you who've been with me the longest have gotten it from the beginning, and you'll get it forever. Because I'm only speaking to you again. When I speak, I'm speaking directly from A, my heart, but B, from my own experiences. Okay? Everything I've taught, everybody is up to sweat and gains or losses off of my own, bad or good trading. Okay? So I give you direct experience when I'm teaching and when I'm talking. And I can tell you that, you know, again, if I wasn't involved in other things, if I was just purely a straight Florida trader, I'd be in Florida right now or in Vegas right now. I'd be playing golf somewhere. Okay. I wouldn't be sitting in a cold, rainy Chicago. Zero Fahrenheit today. Oh, that's too cold for skiing. I like to ski in short sleeves. That's how I like to ski. Did you make up anything of the gaps the past few weeks as indicators of a greater move coming? Actually, what really tells me there's a greater move coming is the longer that the consolidation period lasts, the bigger the breakout's going to be. If you think of this as a tree branch, okay, the longer it extends out, the more weight that comes out. So either the bigger the move will be up or the bigger the move will be down as the branch will either snap up or snap down. Okay. And that's kind of what I'm seeing. And that's why it's like when we draw that symmetrical triangle, we're kind of getting into a place where it's got to explode one way or the other. And that's kind of what I make out of all that. The NASDAQ. Now, again, we've said the NASDAQ is the strongest, and it does remain the strongest. Notice it has not violated basically the downtrend at all. It did peak up here to a temporary top. And again, probably still going higher. Okay. I don't see any reason to try to short this unless you just feel like gambling. Right. And you saw our gamble trades worked out last week. They didn't. Now, again, it wasn't like they were a disaster. Okay. We played them not to be a disaster, but naturally we'd have got the move that we got today in the bonds. We'd have been in good shape, but that's my story. Okay. And,
you know, we'll get the other gamble trade on the way back. But again, that's, you know, again, you've got to try to play the market from a probability standpoint, because that's how you will end up working out the best trade. It's always about the probability, and that's what we look for. So make sure you go to libertytalk.fm, the only station you need. Download the Bubba Show, download the Sporting Edge, and of course, now that I'm doing some video, my own podcast via video, you can go to bubbatrading.com and get more of me and actually see me smiling when I'm doing it. We're going to stop by here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back.
Fly me. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz on these dull, miserable, ugly markets that don't want to do anything but just kind of churn around. And so we are going to share some more of Monday night with you. So let's go back and here we go.
Oh, it just keeps going up, which we'll also talk about that in a little bit. But I mean, NASDAQ, I mean, it certainly, you know, 5,600 probably still has to be a look to be a buyer. It looks like it wants to continue to go higher. I mean, you know, I can give you every reason why it shouldn't, but in the meantime, it just keeps going, right? Look at from it went from the weakest to by far the strongest. Not one index has a pattern like this, okay? And it keeps perking up. So again, am I going to be the one that gets in the way? I don't think so. I think you probably look at 5,600 as a spot to enter. Now, I'm personally not going to enter there just because, I mean, again, if you remember that I'm always long anyways, right? I'm net long the market regardless. I'm net long, but I'm hedged. But I'm not looking to get longer on a trading basis from here because I'll find a stock or something that I want to trade to get long versus trying to buy an index that I do believe is overpriced. But again, I can't dictate the price action. It'll dictate to me if I'm smart. If I want to dictate it, I can find myself, you know, losing some cash. The Russell. Now, we have been fairly negative this, and obviously the pattern kind of warrants a little negativity. It does not look as good. It does look a little bit weaker. And again, I would continue to look to sell. If you're looking to get short, I think that 1380, which was our target last week, okay, is still the same thing. Okay, 1370 or 80, I think, is a reasonable sale. All right. Now, again, you have risk up to 1400. Okay, which in the Russell, it's not cheap. If you know the Russell, that's like a 20-point Russell move in the Russell is like a 300-point move in the Dow. Okay, so it's not exactly cheap. It looks cheaper, but it's not. But again, that would be if you're looking for a short. I think that's more of a reasonable short. That looks like it's more done. It's worked to the upside and is now going to start to break. And typically, the Russell will move first. As if we're getting ready to make a move. But again, that's just, we'll see and we'll play it. But that would be, I would be willing to sell at 1380. You could look at 1340 as the first real support. Timing helps. I bought 3435 calendar and TUR. It's on fire. Great. I'm coming down to Florida soon. I told you, I'll be down there. Right now, I'm going, my next trip is, I think, 11 cities in 5 days. I rented a plane, a Beechcraft or a Cessna. I'm going all through the Midwest. So, all right. Anyways, so crude oil, Charlie Lima. Crude is another product that is just murder right now. I mean, again, I'm bearish. I'm short. I will stay short. We are at the upper end of the range and broke off a little bit, which makes sense. And it is making, you know, from the big high, lower high, we'll see. Again, there's a lot of, they chirp it up a lot, and they're trying to get oil to go higher, okay? For whatever reason, they are desperately trying to get it to go higher, and it may very well go higher, okay? I would never say it would not go higher, but this pattern is not as clear as it would be as if you looked at it from this perspective, okay? This is the actual, what I was showing you before was, included the rollover, which adds another 60 or 70 cents every month. So this gives you the more realistic view of this oil. And again, I mean, it's not horrible. It's not like it looks disastrous. It just looks like it's at the top. And I think it has a good chance to go lower. Gold, Golf Charlie, En Fuego. It is on fire. You know, I didn't think it would break out above 1225, and now, of course, it's 1236. So now, you know, what's next? Well, again, certainly can't get in the way of it. And if you look, okay, here's one leg, consolidate. Look at this. Almost an identical print. So can we go up to 30? Listen, you can go as high. There's no tell. I can't give you a level. In my mind, the next stop probably is 1280, okay? That would be the next spot I'd probably think about, all right? Now, I had not been selling it, you know, shorting it. I just thought that we would go lower there, and we did take a gamble trade to the short side because I thought the Fed would have some effect on it, but it has not. It continues to be a bull, and it continues to run. Now, certainly now, I would have to take a consideration of looking to buy it at 1220 and possibly 1200. I still believe that there's one more down move coming, but have been bullish gold for a longer term and have said continually that you could be a buyer if you chose to, but you might have to try to average in case it doesn't work out. Now we're now breaking out again. So certainly 1220 is support. You could look at 1280 as a potential sell point, but again, I'm not anxious to sell this under any circumstances. My timing might be off. The bear market might be over. I don't think so. Okay. But it's close. All right. And I was really just looking for one more spike down to confirm. And maybe I missed it. Maybe it's already in. So we'll see. We're 1220, 1280 right now. The bonds, Zulu Bravo. All right. So amazingly, okay, I looked for that one big spike up and we're kind of playing for it on the Fed day and we did nothing. Look at this. Now, this action in itself tells a story. Okay. This is very similar to that consolidation we just talked about. There's nothing going on here, which means that it's going to pop here. Okay. And it could be down. It doesn't have to be up. I just happen to think that they're going to squeeze and catch the shorts here a little bit because if you look at it from this perspective, and again, this is just experience in trading, but down day, down day, down day, tried to get them down, couldn't, popped. Okay. I think there's probably too many people on the short side of this market right now. And I think that, you know, based on what they think the Fed's going to do, based on what they think Trump's going to do, I think they think rates are going to go up, which means the bond futures are going to go down. And I think there's probably one or two more surprises because most markets, you know, they'll act like this, even when they're going whatever direction they're going. And they'll give you in this case, it would be a short squeeze. And I guess, and you know, today was not a short squeeze. It was just up. I mean, a short squeeze in the bonds is like 2 or 3 points where they're torturing everybody. Now this could be the start of it, but we'll see. I would not be a seller in the bonds until probably 157. Okay. Even though I can give you a good reason at 152 and a half. But again, if they're going to squeeze them, I think they're going to really drill them and drive them higher, which will push rates lower for time being. I think you probably want to look to be a buyer, you know, probably about 149, I think is a reasonable level to look to be a buyer in the bonds. And we'll give you the equivalent numbers in the TLT. Rolled UDX 24s, the April 25s. They're in the just delta. I learned that from you, Bubba. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, short oil. Sorry. Short oil at 54. I'm glad we're learning. I love to teach. All right. The dollar. All right. Well, here we are again. What do we say? The dollar's going lower. Here we are. Now, we did find a little bit of help. And again, this is 99.89. Anything in the 99 is still the same as par. Or in other words, a dollar, one for one. Now, we could get a little bit more of a rally, but this is kind of hugging them pretty good here. I would expect the next move to be a lower again and probably look to go, you know, if we just kind of guess the trajectory, probably working its way to 98 until it finds the next support. I mean, personally, I'd be a seller of all dollar rallies. I wouldn't be selling it at 100. I'd be selling it at 101 now. Okay. I believe last week we said 101 or 102. So now I'd be firm to sell into 101 because I do think it's going significantly lower. So I would continue to sell this pattern and we're trending, which is perfect. So you want to look to now, and this is a perfect example. Okay. In a market that is trending lower, you look to sell double tops. You try to stay away from the double bottoms. And if the market were trending higher, we'd be looking to be a buyer. Like in the NASDAQ right now, it's trending higher. You'd be looking to be a buyer of the double bottoms. So right now, I'm only a seller in the dollar as it sits right now. The euro. Okay. So we've kind of flattened out. We've been pretty much on top of this. And we looked to be a buyer at 106. We never got back down there. And we thought 110 might be an opportunity to sell. And I still believe that's solid. Even though 108 is proving to be a challenge, I think that obviously this is pausing like the dollar. I think this explodes and the dollar falls. I think 110 is still the right number to look to wait for. I think, again, when markets get quieter, you want to wait for the bigger moves because they're going to show up. Because they're, believe it or not, the bigger moves have an easier time showing up when it's quieter because there's less in the way. And if somebody gets trapped, either long or short, depending on the commodity or the stock, the moves are much more exaggerated because everybody knows the volume's light. So people step out of the way and let the people that are stuck get buried.
And that is something that happens on a regular basis. So just, you'll be aware. Again, quiet markets are a challenge and they suck. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm, the number one source for your news. And, of course, your download of The Bubba Show and The Sporting Edge. And, of course, our brand new Bubba's Bottom Line podcast available for free at BubbaTrading.com. Go check it out. Enjoy it. Have some fun with it because, you know me, I'm going to have some fun with it. So I want to make sure you do as well. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break on this nice Thursday in Chicago. We'll see you back here right after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we're having some fun with the Monday night call and, you know, explaining a little bit what's going on, but that's always important to keep on learning and keep on trucking. So let's get back to it right now. Here we go.
Let's see what happens. And of course the British pound, again, look at this, coming right down to a beautiful level. I think this is probably a buy right about here. Okay. The British pound looks like it wants to go higher. Looks like it's starting to round out. I think, you know, 124, 124 and a half is a great spot to buy it. I think we continue to work to look this to work higher. And then, of course, the shattered and tattered poor VIX. I think this was a 10-year low on this print, but we're continuing to trend lower. And we have no expectations to expect that the market, that the volatility is going to pick up. Okay. We know it will eventually, but we have no reason to expect it at this moment. And this is, you know, one of the things I was kind of thinking about, you know, today, actually, and I wanted to share it with you guys is, you know, we talked about this before, about how everybody's got a computer and there's very little that really surprises the street. And that's why volatility is more tame, because there are very little surprises, because the markets do function basically 24 hours a day. Okay. Basically that, you know, the big firms have, you know, people that are paying 24 hours a day to be gathering information, to be compiling all this stuff. So the only real news that drives volatility now is something that is, you know, a geopolitical event or something of that nature, something that cannot be accounted for. So, but right now we know that a move is coming. And again, the reason that the move figures to be down is because the overall complacency on the floor of this on the street basically is nobody cares. Everybody knows the markets are never going down again. Okay, that's the simple way to put it. But at the end of the day, you know, if you believe that, then you know you can buy the Brooklyn Bridge or some swampland or whatever you want, because we know that something will affect it. And usually, as people get so comfortable, you know, it's even to the point of where we are in the debt cycle. You know, everybody's so happy with Trump. And you know, listen, I like what he's done. I like the banking thing. I like a lot of things. But at the end of the day, who's going to deal with all the debt that's behind us? That's not going to vanish by itself. Okay. So just something to keep in mind. So the VIX is still tortured, and yeah, it's a tortured soul, and one bounce wouldn't convince me that it's any good. I'd love to see it turn around and start to trend a little bit to the upside, but right now the trend is down. And you can figure it to stay that way until it doesn't. And that goes for this garbage too. This is a VXX. Okay. Although we did put a trade on it in here. I mean, but it's overall, I'm looking for a pop, but I'm not taking a tremendous amount of risk because, again, this is going to degrade by itself. Okay. Anyways, all right. Back to the show. All right. So, Bubba's bitch. Had nothing to do, so I was designing something. But anyways, you know, I have no problem being yelled at. I've been yelled at by the best of them, and I have no problem, okay? But get your facts straight and don't use name-calling to make your point. And this is what I got today from somebody, okay? And, you know, I don't care, right? I mean, I really don't care, but I thought it was interesting because if you're going to yell at me, yell at least have your facts. And if you've ever heard me on the radio, you know that I've offered a chance that if you want to debate me, you can come on my show anytime you want. You can even just speak your point. You don't have to debate me. I'll let you talk. Listen, I am neither right or left. I'm an American. I'm down the middle. And what I want is I want the best for America. And how I call it the way that I see it from my point of view. But I'm on neither side. I'm not registered as one or the other. And I just want to see the country do better. Okay. That's all I care about because for my life, it doesn't matter anymore. What matters is my kids, my grandchildren, their children, and what's left after I'm gone. Cause you know, any day I could be sayonara. So, you know, but just get if you're going to give it to me, I have no problem. I've been called a lot worse. But give it to me with some facts, okay, and not a bunch of hyperbole that doesn't make any sense. Anyways, that was sent to me. That was part of a lot more. No, Jackass, you can call me Jackass anytime. That's not name calling. That's just your term of love for me, I know. If I showed you the whole email, you'd have a heart attack. I couldn't put half of it in here, okay? So I just put the one part that I could put in, all right? But it's okay. I mean, again, I don't have a problem with it. I just, again, you want to debate, you know, get facts. That's all. I don't care. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. And that's why I opened up asking if you felt at least I know I'm opinionated. I just thought I want to know if I ever thought I was reasonable or not. All right. So is the global wide cash ban coming? The world war on cash. This is a problem. Okay. Now, again, I'm not telling this to bring any panic or fear to anybody because it's not going to change anything anyways. But there is a problem, which is why you're seeing like Bitcoin become more popular. You know, they're trying to eliminate cash, A, because it lets them cover tracks better, lets the central banks manipulate a little bit better. All right. And it keeps a lot of the, you know, illegal activities somewhat under control. But of course, if we go back to the early gangsters, for some reason, they were always one step ahead of the sheriff anyways. And, you know, they are trying to make this happen. And, you know, you're seeing big notes start to disappear, changing of scripts and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, again, I'm not panicking. I'm not worried about it, but it is something that is it's an attempt that's being done in many places around the world that they're trying to eliminate cash, which would be a disaster, in my opinion. It wasn't even out of trade, sir, but that is a good thought. Is America in a bubble and can it ever return to normal? Well, you know, again, I don't know what normal is. I know what we are in now is not normal. I know that 0% interest rates are basically zero for 10 years is not normal. I know the 36-year bull market and falling rates is not normal. I know that we don't have in everything that we do true free markets. Okay. In fact, I was trying to figure out what markets were really, truly still free. And help me out if you can think of any others. I can only think of one that was really truly free, which is the housing market, which is a house, because you know, houses are unique typically, okay, unless they're stock built. But I mean, you don't typically don't negotiate on a stock home that you bought. You know, you're buying somebody's old house. You're buying it for a number of different reasons, but typically, that was the only thing I could think of that had a real true price discovery model that didn't have a direct competitor. You know, grocery store, you can go from one grocery store to another and get a better price, but they still have a floor in which they'll sell at. You know, cars have different dealers, but the only thing I could really think of was the housing market. And if you think of anything, let me know. But I mean, we continue to have, you know, declines in growth.
And of course, that's the big promise of the new administration, which is 4% growth. And I'll take book on that now. I hope that we can get there. It would benefit all of us. I'd be thrilled. But if you can't think of a free market, let me know. And of course, that'll do it for today. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Place you got to be, like Green Acres. You got Liberty Talk, the place you got to be. And of course, Bubba's Bottom Line, the brand new TV podcast, which is available at BubbaTrading.com. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. I always enjoy being here. And we will see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station, right here on The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.